This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Chief James Mattis says there is no clear indication yet that the Saudi prince was involved in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in early October. Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed lawmakers in the Senate on the matter yesterday, Mattis saying afterwards,
"We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun."
Just getting breaking news that President Trump's former attorney is reaching a plea deal in the Russia probe. Michael Cohen will reportedly shortly plead guilty in a Manhattan court for false statements he made to Congress about his contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign. Cohen had said months ago he would, quote, put family and country first over President Trump by cooperating with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A man now reportedly charged with murdering his brother's family in New Jersey last week. Keith Canero, his wife, and their two kids were found dead at their burning Colts Neck home. Keith's brother, Paul, was originally charged with just setting his own home on fire, but now reports are that Paul Canero is charged with four counts of murder. The special counsel Robert Mueller's team is reportedly investigating whether longtime Trump ally Roger Stone had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks' release of hacked emails from the Democratic National Committee and Clinton's presidential campaign. Last night, in an interview on Fox News' Hannity, Stone said he's not guilty of anything.
I haven't done anything illegal. I've been targeted for one reason and one reason only. I'm loyal to the President of the United States. I strongly supported his election. I started urging him to run in 1988.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose a sharp 0.6% last month, the biggest increase since March. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The World Meteorological Organization says average temperatures across the globe have been on the rise for the past 10 months, and 2018 is expected to be the fourth warmest year on record. The group says the last 4 years have been the hottest on record, and the 20 warmest years were all reported within the past 22 years. The organization adding melting glaciers and sea ice, along with rising sea levels, are all continuing. The Christmas season comes to Washington, D.C.
4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
The National Christmas Tree Lighting kicked off the holiday season with President Trump and First Lady Melania switching on the lights at the White House. The National Christmas Tree is a living Colorado blue spruce that's surrounded by 56 smaller trees.
That is USA Radio's Wendy King. And the science is in. I'm afraid your dog just isn't that special or smart. Researchers took a look at dog intelligence and compared it with other social carnivores, from wolves to dolphins. While the study seems to indicate, they say, that dogs don't particularly stand out when it comes to cognition, the findings are published in the journal Learning and Behavior. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Frank Miniter is back with us. His book, I'll tell you, this is, it's been a process to gain traction. And maybe the reason that it's been slow to gain traction, of course, first of all, the mainstream media has done everything they can to bury this. The other thing is, and see, this is the problem with the truth. As you know, we are committed to bring the truth no matter where it leads, but there are many who are untruthful, believe it or not, in our government that want to squash this story. Now, we're taking an inside the look at the Democrats' covered-up cyber scandal, his book, Spies in Congress. Frank Miniter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Well, good to have you back here, because we need to keep this at the forefront. It, you know, this story reminds me of many conversations I've had with Peter Schweitzer before. And I remember one thing in particular was we were talking about the uranium deal that Hillary Clinton was involved in the State Department. And I remember asking Peter, I said, gosh, Peter, it's now starting to gain traction, but it took 3 years. And he goes, Bill, it's just the way it goes. I mean, you put it out there, you hope it catches fire and that it makes sense to people. He says, I wrote about it. When I first saw it, it was very disturbing to me. And I'm sure you must feel the same way as you were starting to, you know, investigate and look into this spy ring. I mean, how could this happen? And how could this be so concentrated in one political party?
Yeah, there's so much to this thing, and I first started investigating it for pieces for Forbes and Fox and other places. And I thought, okay, this can't be that big. I mean, how could this possibly go on for years inside the halls of Congress, no one doing anything about it, with these guys downloading terabytes of data and spying on 40 plus members of Congress, all Democrats, of course, in this case. I mean, how is that? That's a crazy spy thriller, right? That really right. Can't be true. But as each piece started to unfold, yeah, it shocked me. And what shocked me even more than that was the cover-up and the feeling I got when I approached Democratic politicians, which I literally had run away from me in the halls of Congress. And then when I also approached Republican, the establishment people, they did not want to talk about this at all either, either did our security agencies and so on. In fact, I kept running into people who were just deathly afraid. And the few who were willing to talk to me were either completely off the record in like deep throat kind of weird conversations or encrypted conversations over the internet where they made sure all their privacy protections were there before they would even say a word. The fear around this is just so intense.
Well, and that had to really throw up all kinds of flags for you, Frank, because you're saying, first of all, I mean, these guys were involved with the Democratic Party, but then you go and you try to talk to establishment types on the Republican side. Well, maybe I can get a little bit of a whiff here, and they're shutting you down, straight arming you. You know, the State Department doesn't want to talk about this. And, you know, as you wrote in the book, is that there were a lot of interested parties in this deal, even though it looks like, you know, this was all focused on the Democrats. It really is the epitome of the deep state, is it not?
It sure is. They've shut it down on every level. It really was just a couple of Freedom Caucus members, for the most part, in the House who were willing to talk about this, and had the one congressional hearing, not an official congressional hearing, just a fact-finding thing they threw together on their own and had a few witnesses come in. That was all that has come out on this thing. But as far as Congress is concerned, even the internal House IG report, which I've seen, and it is pretty damning to Imran Awan and Democrats he worked for. Even that has been suppressed. And Newt Gingrich, I just wrote a piece for Fox on this. Newt Gingrich just sent a letter to the House IG saying it's time they released these two PowerPoint presentations to let people know what actually happened. And Gingrich says if they don't let it out, if the IG doesn't decide to just publicly release this, he's going to call on Republicans in Congress to do so. Well, he has a lot more cachet than I do, but from what I ran, the wall I ran into with the establishment, I'd be surprised if they would even do it in this lame duck session.
Well, for all this hoopla over Russian collusion and interference in the elections and things, who isn't to say the information that was downloaded, like you said, terabytes of information that was, you know, sent to, a private server, and, you know, the way this information was captured, this is phenomenal. I mean, it really demonstrates just how ignorant Congress people are. I mean, whether we talk to Democratic Party, I can't imagine the Republicans are much more on top of this, because, you know, they're relying on their IT people, their IT specialists, each office, right?
They sure are. And it turns out they're letting these independent contractors in, who Imran and his associates were, without even background checks placed on them. Back when I did the research, there were six official firms that were working for the House, and all those had to go undergo background checks. But an independent contractor, based on the rules, didn't even have to go through a background check. The FBI said, we don't do anything. Capitol Police refused to answer the question, but they weren't doing anything. So these people were able to get in. I mean, nationals from Pakistan, who then became American citizens, got here on a visa lottery, just ended up as IT specialists, only one of them with actual IT degree, most of them likely no-show employees, just showing up without even background checks done on them.
And meanwhile, they're having access to pretty sensitive material here, are they not? I mean, is some of this top secret, or is it just internal information, you know, addresses, phone numbers, emails, that kind of deal? To what degree was this information that these, you know, IT guys had their hands on?
Well, their whole itineraries, their travel schedules of these congressmen, and all their emails and all their staffers' emails and texts. So it depends on what was said in those emails, whether those emails would be deemed classified or not. They didn't, from what I'm told, have access to a deeper classified system that's in the House. But just by having all these congressmen's emails, that's enough to sell to Pakistani intelligence agencies, which seems to be, based on lots of sources, likely happened. Or even to use this stuff against congressmen. Various of these congressmen are on important committees, foreign aid committees, where they're dealing with funds that are going to countries like Pakistan, where we're funding, giving billions of dollars to those countries. So there's a big interest why those countries would want to know where these different politicians are in order to possibly lobby them, or who knows, maybe even threaten them with releasing some data. I mean, as Hillary Clinton found out in the last presidential run there, you know, just a couple of emails, even innocuous things, can really be politically detrimental.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think there's still so much to be understood with those emails. You know, I was just talking with Chris Farrell with Judicial Watch. And, of course, he, you know, went deep into the Benghazi investigation. And, you know, with all this information that was flying around, you know, John Podesta, the Podesta brothers, you know, the access to the DNC inner workings and their website with John Podesta's special password. You know, I mean, It's like, it's ludicrous, the information that's out there that most people might think, well, it's benign. Okay, so you have Frank Miniature's email. So what? So all of a sudden, hey, I got your email. I send you, I know you're talking to somebody else, and based on some sort of reference line, I send you a little fishing expedition here, and you hit on it thinking, you know, well, it's pretty benign, but, you know, the fact that you hit on it, all of a sudden I've got access to all your data.
Absolutely. And mRNA-1, and this is according to congressional sources, people are IT aides right now who took over offices that he used to work in or know people who do. mRNA-1 is actually using his personal email address for the Apple ID addresses for these iPhones that were given to staffers on these various working with these various members of Congress. Well, that means that I asked, well, what would that possibly mean? And the ITAs were like, look, the only reason it would possibly do that would be to spy on these staffers. So we saw all the emails and texts they were also sending.
Exactly. We're talking with Frank Miniature, his book Spies in Congress, and we've got more from him after the break. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak live to the dead and darkest night. Speak live when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Aspiring was allowed to grow in Congress, and no one, we're talking Republicans, you talk about something that's bipartisan, this is it. No one wants to talk about this Aspiring. Frank Miniter writes in the back cover of his book, when Imran Awan, an IT aide for Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Democrat from Florida, was arrested by the FBI as he tried to fly away to Pakistan, the media didn't know what to make of the story. Was this just a bank fraud case or something more? Why was this team of congressional IT administrators paid chief of staff level salaries? Why did they provide fraudulent data to Capitol Police? And how had they evaded background checks? As facts emerged, it became frighteningly clear that this case was really about Aspiring that operated in the offices of more than 40 members of Congress, all Democrats. By following the digital tracks of this group of IT aides, spies in Congress uncovers a real-life international spy thriller and unearths a shocking reality the U.S. government would rather we didn't know. I mean, Frank, this is, if this wasn't true, people would think, you know, Frank's just writing another novel.
It felt like it at the time, it did to some extent. You know, but I found it frightening, too. When I sat in the few court hearings they did have over Imran Awan's bank fraud charges, and then to see the plea deal agreement they came up with and swapped out attorneys suddenly. I mean, the first attorney, Michael Morando, with the Department of Justice, was actually pushing something. He was trying to get somewhere. Suddenly he was gone. They brought in this other attorney who hadn't been on the case just to make this plea deal agreement, which is a sweetheart plea deal agreement, which I can show has several factual lies in it, because they're actually the House IG actually disputes the facts that are in this plea deal agreement they gave Imran Awan to make all this go away as quickly and as cleanly as they possibly could. That's how deep this level of corruption went, unfortunately, and also in our Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, there's lots of moving parts here and lots of interesting interested parties. As obviously, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the DNC, the other Democrats. But the fact that you can't even get information from Republicans, that they stick their head in the sand, the State Department, there were a lot of interested parties in this that caused this plea deal, was there not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the State Department, you look at it, this all goes back to Pakistan. It clearly does. And if we put this kind of pressure on Pakistan, embarrass them in this way, acknowledge this big spy ring was operated through ISI, the Pakistan Intelligence Agency, which is probably what was going on, well, our troops now in Afghanistan are mostly supplied through Pakistan, so we'd be jeopardizing all those routes and all those things we have going on over there. I mean, Pakistan is hardly our ally. I mean, right now they literally still have people in jail for the crime of helping us get Osama bin Laden.
I was going to ask you, is that a little bit of a payoff because of that?
I don't think our State Department wants all that to come up and to deal with all these problems. Pakistan is known for spying on us. I mean, even the New York Times, well before this scandal, was writing about what Pakistan was doing. Even a professor here from Pakistan who was speaking out would always be confronted by a Pakistani intelligence agency, the ISI. It was just normal. That's what they do. In fact, for them not to go and talk to a person like Imran Awan with his position in Congress, being a Pakistan born and raised, would be a very strange thing. And I've had several former CIA experts on the Middle East tell me that and are quoted in the book as such.
Exactly. Well, Frank, if Capitol Police did not get their hands on an abandoned laptop, we may not have ever heard about this. I mean, Imran could still be working there for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, could he not?
Well, they were watching him at that point. So the laptop actually came later. They booted him off the server of the Congressional House Network when he provided false information. They made a whole server that was Democratic Caucus server disappear because of that issue. So they wanted a copy of that server when Becerra, who's now the Attorney General of California, was leaving the House. So they wanted a copy of that server and asked Imran Awan, who was his IT guy, to provide that. And he provided a false image, a false copy of all the data on that server. It was clearly false. Very poorly done, from what I'm told. But they said, wait a second, okay, we're investigating in this guy. Now he's giving us false data. We have to do something. So they kicked him and all of his associates off the House network.
And that's when they were unemployed, except for Imran, right? He continued to be employed with Debbie Wasserman Schultz to the very end.
His wife was employed for about 6 weeks until she fled to Pakistan with their children. Then she got dropped off the payroll. And he stayed on the payroll from January, right, until July, when he also tried to flee the country and was arrested on his way with an iPhone that he just wiped prior to flying because he probably knew he was going to get pulled. I mean, just a spy on every level.
Well, this is amazing. So that our audience understands, you know, the spies in Congress and the storyline here that is presented. I mean, here, this is a hard case against this guy. I mean, what he has done, the levels of illegality, the compromise of confidential information. This guy was dead to rights. What was he looking at? Was he looking at 10, 15 years in jail at least?
Or a lot more than that, yeah. I mean, he's able to hold on to his homes and his money, and I mean, there's no restitution for any of this. He was stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of, we don't know what number, we just have some figures from some offices, $120,000 from one office. He was stealing all this equipment, phones and computers, and those were found in at least two rental properties that he was renting. I mean, he owned so many homes, he was renting these two properties. He was renting the properties through militarybyowner.com, looking for military personnel, maybe because he thought they would be good tenants or something. Mm-hmm. But one of them is a former Marine who turned the stuff in and has gone public with it. Another person who doesn't want to go public is also in the armed forces, but she found a lot of stuff in her attic, also hardware obviously stolen by the house. That was then the FBI or the Capitol Police, you don't know who, came and got all that material. But again, that's not been made public.
Wow. So where are we with this story now?
Well, we're hoping that Gingrich's letter gets us somewhere and those PowerPoint presentations come out because they do detail a lot of these crimes. And that would refute a lot of this Department of Justice propaganda that went into this plea deal agreement and would change the narrative on this and force, I hope, more of the media to confront this. I mean, some have been great, you know, but mostly the media just downplayed this and treated it like it's nothing. In fact, they treated it like a conspiracy theory and have attacked a few reporters who've gone after this story tenaciously. So hopefully that'll change the narrative. But, I mean, something that's come out sooner or later. All my FOIA requests have been denied. I'm hoping someone will sue the Department of Justice and others. And I'm hoping a new attorney general will take a look at this and beg it. Jeff Sessions sure didn't do it.
Right, exactly. Well, Frank, you know, what concerns me, you know, as I read this book and we hear, you know, about 40 Democrats plus involved in this, you know, how many other spies do we have in Congress? I mean, if it could happen that level, I mean, you know, can we pull back the shroud here and find more cockroaches, as they say, running around?
Every other security agency around the world must be looking at this. Wait a second. These guys just got in and did that and had this access from with no background check. Why aren't we doing this? So if they aren't doing it already, it would just be nuts. So, yeah, this is a huge breach, and by not putting public attention on it, I don't think the House and Congress has really fixed its problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think maybe you need to put a picture of Donald Trump in the middle of that. If his picture was there, you know, then they would be all over it. Maybe it might give Robert Mueller a reason to exist beyond, you know, this Russian investigation deal, because this is incredible, because it seems like anything that has to do with the Republicans, particularly with Donald Trump, they're all over it, like white on rice, as they say.
Well, he did call Imran Awan the Pakistani Mystery Man, and, yeah. and just got destroyed in the media for it.
Can you imagine that? I mean, you know, you sit there and you call out the truth, but that's what he's famous for. I mean, and maybe it's not the whole truth and nothing but it's just enough to, kind of stick them in the side. And then, you know, their response is, you know, don't tell us how to do our job, right?
A lot of this is the establishment on both sides, Democrat, Republican, trying to knock this down because they don't want this light shined basically on their power.
Well, Frank Minister goes inside the Democrats' covered-up cyber scandal, spies in Congress. You have to read this, ladies and gentlemen. This will rock your world. I will warn you. It comes with a warning. But this is what we need. We need to be an enlightened electorate as to what's going on in our government. Frank, thank you very much for all the hard work and for the time you gave us. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwarz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Chief James Mattis says there is no clear indication yet that the Saudi prince was involved in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in early October. Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed lawmakers in the Senate on the matter yesterday, Mattis saying afterwards,
"We have no smoking gun that the crown prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun."
Just getting breaking news that President Trump's former attorney is reaching a plea deal in the Russia probe. Michael Cohen will reportedly shortly plead guilty in a Manhattan court for false statements he made to Congress about his contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign. Cohen had said months ago he would, quote, put family and country first over President Trump by cooperating with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Good to have you back with us, America. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, "Truth between candid minds can never do no harm." Think about that. In the pursuit of truth, this is why we pursue the truth the way we do. Not only that it would not do any harm, but there's only benefit to be drawn from the truth. And in this information age in which we live in, a culture that is driven by fake news, let's call it for what it is. And I believe the irresponsibility of the mainstream media. And I do say that as a broad brush indictment on the mainstream media, because I would expect them to stand up and to, you know, get back into their proper lane of what their responsibility is in terms of investigative reporting, in terms of documenting history, and doing so in the most objective manner possible so that it would benefit us historically and down the road. That discussion, of course, will continue. We appreciate you being here, sharing a part of your day with us. And with us right now is Anna Tavares Ladabudie, and I hope I'm saying your name correctly, Anna. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Bill.
Okay, good. Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us. Anna is the head of GSMA North America. And for those of us who have been keeping an eye and waiting in expectation for 5G, the next generation of mobile technology, which has the power to drive social change and change our world, we've got some great news for you, because she is here to give us a glimpse of the capabilities of this transformative technology. This is, you know, GSMA is the organization that represents more than 750 mobile operators worldwide. This unique organization leads many initiatives utilizing what the GSMA calls intelligent connectivity to impact society in numerous ways, from working to end poverty to addressing gender gap issues and disaster relief. And part of their goal to connect everything and everyone to a better future. Anna, thank you for being with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, explain exactly for those that are not up to speed with 5G, you know, what it is and how we're seeing it in action and how it's going to change the future.
Absolutely. Mobile has really already changed the way we live our lives, so sometimes I think it's difficult to imagine how we could do more than that. But 5G is the next generation that is coming to our phones very soon. Today we have 4G. 5G will be 10 times faster, but it's more than, you know, being able to download that video a few seconds quicker than what we can do today. Mm-hmm. It's about the services and applications that are going to become possible with this new technology. Just a few examples, robotic surgery, allowing to have specialized skills in a remote location so that you can actually save someone's life when you don't have the skill set around to be able to do it. Drone delivery, real-time conversations with holograms of your friends and family, all of that will be enabled by 5G.
Well, it is amazing what will, you know, when you're talking about 10 times faster than 4G, you know, this is rather exponential. I mean, on a vertical as well as a horizontal plane, technologically speaking, right?
Absolutely. It will be faster. Everything is becoming much more intelligent as well, and that's why we call it intelligent connectivity. Predictive analytical models are being created with the data, and that really allows us to do a better job on the way that we take care of our crops, for example, mm-hmm. or the way we handle disaster response, disease control. All of that will be enhanced, allowing mobile to actually connect everyone and everything to a better future.
What does this mean for mobile technology? It's already at the heart of who we are right now in this culture, and taking it to the next level is going to make mobile technology even that much more significant, right?
Absolutely. And we are very supportive of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. There are 17 of them. For the ones that don't know, you know, they go from gender equality to no poverty, sustainable cities, good health and well-being. They're really important on the way we shape the evolution of technology and how we enable mobile to deliver that. We have examples here in the U.S. where the carriers are working towards driving those impacts and positive change to communities. Mm-hmm. One example, Sprint, 1 million project where they donated over 1 million devices and service to underprivileged students. We have AT&T Project Hope, where they partnered with an organization to deliver a pediatric device that allows for the diagnosis of pneumonia in a more accurate and quicker way. T-Mobile's Generation T, where they open their offices and stores and call centers to young people so they can experience what a life in technology and in a mobile carrier is. And Verizon's innovative learning, where they've been providing hands-on experience to students so they can be interested in pursuing a technology career.
And, you know, what you're sharing with us is really mind-blowing, and here you are. You're on top of this. This must really excite you on a daily basis just to see how mobile technology is driving social change and opening doors for people all over the world. And this is wonderful, isn't it?
It is absolutely very important, and I think it's very rewarding to be able to see that social change happen. We have an actual campaign we've launched to demonstrate how around the world mobile is impacting people's lives in so many different ways. It's called Case for Change.
Mm-hmm.
And we really believe that these new technologies are just going to bring everything to the next level, and so that it is important that we as a community and businesses concentrate in really connecting everyone and everything to that better future we all want.
And that's what this is all about, Anna, is that as this mobile tech continues to transform our world, you know, the tech industry itself also needs to change how it does business. And so explain to our audience how GSMA is working towards promoting positive changes in the industry.
Yes, a good example is our efforts in gender equality, so promoting more women in the technology area. There's a huge gender gap today of having less women, for example, in leadership positions. The number of women on boards around the world is between 11 to 15% in technology companies. There's still a big gap to be overcome, and that goes all the way from the beginning of the career. So we're putting a lot of effort in driving interest from young girls. We've launched a Tech for Girls program where we provide workshops to enable girls to learn how to code and how to build a device from scratch so that they can get the confidence and interest to pursue a technology career in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anna, GSMA has a unique position working with all of the different mobile carriers, as you explained to us. So how do you think the industry is going to continue to evolve in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think we're going to see many of the services that I've mentioned coming to life and actually delivering a real change on our real-life problems. So disease control, travel optimization, being able to monitor mountain ecosystems, for example, and support natural habitats and endangered species.
Exactly.
Being able to deliver disaster response quicker, all of this, those things will be possible while the mobile industry continues to work together to connect everyone and everything to a better future.
Exactly. 5 seconds left. Anna Tavares-Ladaboutier, head of the North America GSMA, world's largest trade organization for mobile carriers. Where can they go for more information?
CaseForChange.com.
Enjoy Get Joy, a Kohl's Friends and Family sale. Only once a year. Take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give Joy, Get Joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Plenty of popcorn waiting for you, and you know what this means. It is time for The Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Love it when Steve the movie guy comes on, because we get to have fun with all the fanfare. It takes us back, you know, the red carpet, all that good stuff. I mean, everywhere you go, is there a red carpet in front of you?
Yeah, well, that's in the contract.
It's all part of it. Well, hey, look at Crazy Ralph at it again. This time he breaks the internet and he breaks the box office bank, huh?
Not a bad number. $85 million over the holidays. And once again, Disney rules Thanksgiving. That happens more often than not. Once again, big weekend for Disney. And it's going to be, you know, it's hitting good reviews. It's a fun movie. And I think it's going to do well throughout the holiday season. Creed 2 did well, too. We had that one make it about $56 million. And that, of course, is another Rocky movie in a long line of Rocky movies. And that formula just continues to work.
Is this going to be the last one? I heard rumor that Sylvester Stallone saying that maybe this is the last one, or did I misread something?
I don't know. I think when you make $56 million your opening weekend, there may be an opportunity for another one. What do you think?
Either that, or there might be son of Sylvester saying, hey, Dad, if you're going to leave it alone, I'm going to pick up the franchise. Why not?
I think, yeah, I think with money like that on the table, they'll find a way to make another. We have Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, that was number three. Fantastic Beasts, number four. Bohemian Rhapsody, rounding out the top
five. Still hanging in there. I mean, still hanging in there in the top five. I mean, people are enjoying revisiting the music of Queen. And, of course, you know, the story. And, you know, as we talked about Rami Malek, I mean, what an incredible, incredible job he's done.
You think he's going to be nominated? Do you think that's a possibility?
I think he's deserving. He really is. I mean, you hear all the anecdotal stuff, you know, the members of Queen, Freddie Mercury's sister, you know, herself saying that, gosh, she thought, you know, it was like Freddie on stage. I mean, unbelievable. Amazing. And you look at the comparison of the aid, concert, the last concert that he did, what was done, what was portrayed in the movie, and what was done live back then. Doggone it, it's pretty close.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. Those concert scenes are worth the price of admission. I mean, he just does a great job. Made about $152 million just in this country alone. I'm not sure about the overseas number, but I would say it's a big success.
Like you say, good point. I mean, it's like seeing Queen live for the price of a theater ticket. I mean, in a open stadium, I mean, you know, nowadays, what, $200-$300 a ticket maybe?
I think so, at least.
Plus?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, especially if you could resurrect Freddie Mercury, it would be much more than that. That's for sure. But,
well, absolutely. Holograms, yeah. They do that sometimes.
Yeah,
anyway,
why not? Okay.
I had a chance to see a couple of movies last weekend, one being The Favorite, which was a good movie until it wasn't. Not crazy about the ending, but hey, don't let that keep you away. Check out the trailer, see what you think. And another movie called Green Book. Have you been hearing about this?
I've been hearing a lot about it, and I've got to see this, Steve-O, because, limited release last week, but I think, what I'm hearing, the audiences are really touched by this, because you talk about a unifying type of picture that puts racism in perspective. What I'm hearing, people are just, they're applauding this movie. They're really, it's really touching. I think the American spirit, that part of American spirit that says, look, let's get along here. You know, what is it that we have so much in common at the end of the day? I mean, even DNA analysts, report that, you know, we're about 99.9%. As far as DNA makeup, that's how much we have in common.
Absolutely.
You know, that's pretty incredible when you think about it, right?
Right, and this is such a terrific film. I mean, you know, one critic saying there's so much right about this movie.
Yes, I like that.
Coming along at just about the right time. I mean, terrific performances. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We're going to be talking about a lot about awards and things like that as time goes on. But the National Board of Review last Tuesday named it their best picture of the year, and Viggo Mortensen best actor. And it's going to do well during award season. If it didn't win any awards, it would be one you need to see. One of my favorites so far this year. And
good
just
job.
Quickly, what it's about is you have this Italian American driver played by Viggo Mortensen. His name is Tony Vallelonga. It's based on a true friendship, a true story.
And I just love the name Tony Vallelonga.
Yeah,
you know that's an all night disc jockey in New York, you know.
Well,
hey, it's Tony Vallelonga here, man. We're taking care of business.
That's the way we do.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you like that name, how about this one, Mahershala Ali? He, of course, was in Moonlight.
Rolls off the tongue, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Right.
He plays this African American musician by the name of Don Shirley, and the driver is hired by Don Shirley for a road trip through the Deep South during the 1960s.
This is a true story. True story, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
A very difficult place for an African-American to be during that time.
Right.
And they published this thing called the Green Book. This is where the title comes from. And it was a book that was published for African-Americans that were traveling through the Deep South during that period of time that would tell them where they could safely stay, where they could eat. I mean, it was just a completely different time. And this gives you some insight into that time. And this friendship develops. And it's really something special to see. Check it out if you get a chance.
Well, kind of amazing, because you think about it here, you know, a couple of years ago, we saw the Jackie Robinson story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were, again, reminded of what it was like there in the South with, you know, different bathrooms. They, you know, the players couldn't eat together in certain restaurants, all that. And so this gives us another part of history, the Green Book. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's definitely one for the list.
Okay.
This is an interesting weekend, because this is the weekend after Thanksgiving, and typically this is when studios will release the ones that they could have kind of been wondering what to do with.
Yeah, we're going to dump the shelves here, huh?
Look at it that way, but you do have some movies with some very interesting ideas coming out during a weekend like this, because typically, you know, most weekends are very competitive. They want to, okay, you know, what's it like? Is it like this? Is it like that? You kind of see a lot of the same. But we have some interesting concepts. So you can just sit back, Bill, and act like you are a studio exec. We'll see what you think of these particular concepts, okay?
All right, okay.
But these movies have been made, and they're out there for you to see this weekend. First of all, we have one called The Possession of Hannah Grace. Now, we got an exorcism movie, and that's always fun, right? This is about a shocking exorcism that spirals out of control, claiming the life of a young woman. Now, months later, you have Megan Reed, played by Shay Mitchell. Well, she's working the graveyard shift in the morgue. Now, I can't think of a worse job, can you?
Oh, no.
What do you do for a living? Well, I work the graveyard
shift. Well, I used to think picking strawberries was the worst, but I think that would probably surpass it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, she takes delivery of this disfigured cadaver, and she's now locked alone in the basement corridors. She begins to experience horrifying visions and starts to suspect that the body may be possessed by a ruthless demonic force. That's the setup here.
Huh?
Unfortunately, not reviewed for the critics, and most...
Probably too scary. The critics didn't want to even be exposed to that, yeah.
Maybe. It reminds me of the old joke, you know, what happens if you don't pay your exorcist? You get repossessed, right? That's how that one went years ago. It sounds like another exorcism movie. They think it might make a couple of million. Won't even hit the top 10, but it's out there for you. The Possession of Hannah Grace. Here's
okay.
another movie. It's called Anna and the Apocalypse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's going on. You got a zombie apocalypse that is threatening the sleepy little town of Little Haven right at Christmas time.
Oh.
And it forces Anna and her friends to fight and slash and even sing their way to survival, facing the undead in a desperate race to reach their loved ones. But they soon discover that no one is safe in this new world, and with civilization falling apart all around them, the only people they can truly rely on are each other. What do you think? What do you think the critics thought of this one?
Did they even view it?
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. For whatever reason, they love it. 86% are saying, go see this one. Check out the trailer. Starring people we've never heard of, but it's out there. Anna and the Apocalypse this weekend.
Well, that's better than mine. I thought it was going to be about 50, but 86%. Wow.
86%, yeah. Okay. Evidently, the singing and the dancing.
Okay.
You know, here's an interesting title, Mowgli. Now, we've been hearing about this movie for a long time. This was originally developed by Warner Brothers. It was supposed to be released way back in 2016, and then Disney came along with The Jungle Book. They put it on the shelf. They finally sold it to Netflix. It's coming out this weekend. It looks like a big, expensive movie. It's live action, but you have a lot of computer-generated images. And it's directed by Andy Serkis. Now, Andy Serkis is a very talented guy. He's an actor who plays these computer-generated characters. He was Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
He was also Golan in the Hobbit movies. So he is really familiar with this technology. And visually, they say it's stunning.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, well, I won't tell you that yet. I'll let you guess what the critics are thinking of this. But you have Andy Serkis. He reinvents this Rudyard Kipling beloved masterpiece. You got a boy torn between two worlds, accepts his destiny, becomes a legend. Mowgli has never truly belonged in either the wilds of the jungle or the civilized world of man. Now he must navigate the inherent dangers of each journey to discover where he truly belongs. You got a great caster, Christian Bale, Cate Blanchett, Benedict Cumberbatch, and, of course, Andy Serkis as well. What do you think the critics thought of this?
Well, I think that probably in light of what Disney had done, probably took a little bit of wind out of their sail.
That's the problem, I think. I think it's being compared to the only 38% are recommending, but this looks like a much better movie than that. One critic saying this is kind of like A Boy and His Digitized Wolves because you have a lot of the computer, these animals talk, and of course you have all of that going on, but it looks like a much better movie than a 38% rating would lead you to believe.
38%? Wow.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the trailer's outstanding. I love the trailer.
Yeah.
I thought the animation and everything was terrific. Wow. Amazing.
So we'll see how it all turns out this weekend. A chance to catch up or find some new interesting films out there at the Multiplex.
Well, it's our money. It's not the critics' money. So we're
absolutely
the ones to invest in, so we'll have a good time. So lots to choose from. If you missed Ralph Breaking the Internet, good family fun, Creed 2, Bohemian Rhapsody still out there rocking and rolling, having a great time. And we've got a couple of new entries to consider. I mean, that's just another good reason to have a big, you know, a big old honking box of popcorn and, you know, light on the butter, though. You know the way we roll. So why not? Hey, we'll see you there at the Cineplex, huh?
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Steve the Movie Guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O. Hey, we've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.